Think Red Ink presents The Questions of Jesus. Profound meditations with author and host Don C. Harris. What did Jesus ask?
Question 139. What shall be done in the dry? Luke 23:31. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? In the day we live, we can choose our commentary on society between many sources. If one news story or political forecast seems a little bleak, we can turn the page or channel and find a more positive outlook. I'm often criticized for having a darker view of the world than perhaps I should as a Christian. After all, I'm told, read the back of the book. We win. That makes a nice sentiment and a witty one, but would be little comfort to the families of Christians in China watching their children die torturous deaths, or to the confused and lonely masses of people searching for truth and stability in our churches and meeting houses who are given a steady diet of mind candy, empty and foundationless promises, and scriptural lessons by men who seldom even read their Bibles. The back of the book I read prophesies the very things I see around me today. The world is in trouble. The church is in trouble. Anyone who thinks otherwise is misinformed, deceived, or selling something. We, the Church of Jesus Christ, are unholy and unclean. We accept and even teach the breaking of commandments. We flirt with the world's offerings, and we coax our children to seek what it has to offer. We're sitting in a paper room with gossamer curtains while playing with matches. We have confidence in our doctrines and traditions to help us and our children in time of need, and know not that they are fabrications and empty as exhausted fire extinguishers. You may be one who resents those who test your ideas, questions your doctrine, and shows them to be false. For it's in these traditions and ideas that you have the ability to hold to God with one hand and to mammon with the other. Am I being bleak? Am I being negative? Jesus walked through a world that was different from ours. Depending on who you ask, the world was better or worse then. I don't pretend to know if living in Christ's day was better or if people were better or not. I do know that Jesus was despised for no good reason. He was rejected as Savior, as Messiah, as a rabbi, as a Jew, as an Israelite, and as an innocent man. And finally, was killed cruelly for a crime he didn't commit. Just as he had been released from carrying his load of the cross, he turned his bloody face from which his beard had been pulled by wicked hands. He turned his face swollen with marks of violent blows landed by religious men. As he turned that lovely face toward the women who watched and wept for him, he said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" What did Jesus mean by this statement? He could only mean that things are going to get worse as time goes on. The time of the green tree was during his time among us in bodily form. During his life, the body of Christ, the church, was kept alive like a green and fresh tree, a new tree, a sapling. The strength and vitality of this tree was greater in its future than in its past. But there was coming a time when it would be older, and although it would be bigger, it will be drier. This great tree, representing the church, will not have the resilience of youth or the health and strength of a tree with its whole life ahead of it. It was a tree that, as far as time goes, was far, far away from the acorn that gave it birth. As time goes by, men get worse, not better. 2 Timothy 3, 12-13 says, "Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." If you think that Constantine stopped the persecution of Christians, you may know your history, but your Bible does not agree. Today, in the United States of America, we're free from persecution for one reason. Not because we're more civilized. Not because we have laws to protect us from persecution. Not because of our first world mentality of live and let live. But because we no longer live a godly life in Christ Jesus. The alleviation of persecution in Constantine's day came because the paganized version of Christianity was accepted and adopted by Christians of that day. Even under the hand of Constantine, true Christians were persecuted for worshiping on Sabbath and not as, quote, Christians on the declared venerable day of the sun that he instituted. Compromise, not Constantine, was the deliverer, just the same as it is today. Our world is getting worse. The church is getting worse. As we go down together, the church compromises and the world takes more privilege. Now the world hates with a vengeance those who preach or teach righteousness. And if anyone dares to live a life of faith and righteousness today, they would crucify them as well. In the Northwest, there are trees that will not be found in the Southeast. They simply cannot survive there. Many have tried to transplant a pretty tree from one unique geographical location to another with no success. After a while, the mineral content of the soil or the length of days, heat, cold, wetness of soil will finally take its toll, and soon the signs of death begin to appear. Brownness, dryness, and finally weakness and death. The olive tree planted in the earth into which we were grafted is a transplant from another world. The young green tree was a life that was free from accusation, condemnation, fault, blame, sin, and free from any reproach by anyone. It was a new and strong shoot to start this transplant off right. As time went by, it grew and flourished, adding branches and expanding its root system. It began to take hold. We are all of this same tree. We have the same root. We are all branches of the same vine. But the greenness and tenderness and strength began to wane as we took nourishment from the strange soil of earth. The longer we're planted here, the more we will take in minerals and water of a world that does us no good, a corrupt world. The slow poison of the soil, the seasons we can never get used to, the rain that comes at strange and inopportune times, will all begin to take their toll. We, the body of Christ, are not what we used to be. We know the ravages of time. We cry out for adoption and salvation. We are in the dry that Jesus spoke of in his warning. We have a great need to filter our nourishment, reserve our water, keep our face to the sun, and place our faith in the husbandman to redeem us and to take us back to our faraway home. Persecution will come when you dedicate to Christ. Will you be healthy enough to make it through? Deception is coming. False Christs, false teachers, false prophets, and his church is dry and diseased and unhealthy. Be cautious of the nourishment you get from the world, and look to Christ, and let come what may. Be ready to live for him, ready to die for him, as ready as you can be. Jesus said, "Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?"
That's all for this time. You've been listening to Don C. Harris at Think Red Ink Ministries. Do you have questions or comments? We'd like to hear from you. Send an email to don@thinkredink.com. Join us again for the next episode of The Questions of Jesus.